好，现在。
等一下，我的测试啊。
看一下冷气吧。
会。
Hello，
后面你说的还有两次吗？不知道。
有声音吗？
有啊。
哦，那个三楼书柜有没有？
嗨。
嗨。
Hi Vera. Oh, you have a very nice name. Hello, good afternoon. How are you today, Vera?
Hi, thank you.
Oh, very good. You're welcome. I'm happy to know that you feel good today. That's great. So what did you do today, Vera? Can you tell teacher, what did you do today? Like this morning, what did you do?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you an example. For example, watch TV. Did you watch TV today?
No.
Play the game. Did you play the game today?
No.
No? Read a book.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you can say, today I read a book.
Today I read a book.
Okay, very good. That's great. Okay, thank you, Vera. How about, how do I read your name? Adam or Adam?
Adam.
Adam. Hi, Adam. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Today I'm
fine.
How are you today, Adam?
It's all
right. Okay, you're okay. You feel okay? All right, that's great. That's great. So I would like to ask you the same thing. What did you do today, Adam?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you play a game today?
No.
Oh no. Study your lesson. Read a book.
No.
No. Attend a class. Did you attend other classes today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you say today. I attended some classes.
I
attended
some classes.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for that. Adam and Vera, it's nice to see you today. By the way, I'm teacher Jessa, and I'll be your teacher for today's session. So before we proceed, I would like to check if you can hear me well. Vera, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
That's great. How about Adam? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So this time, since you can hear me well, let's now proceed to our session for today. So for today, our goal will be, we'll try to use the sentence patterns that you've used or you've learned before to describe pictures and answer questions. And at the same time, we will also practice reading some words and we will try to practice speaking as much as possible. So that is our learning goal or target for today. So let's start this session by looking at this picture. So I would like the both of you to look at the picture and tell me what you see. I would like to start with Vera. What do you see in the picture?
Ludi.
Ludi. Who else?
Sofa.
Yeah, the sofa. What else?
Window.
The window. Okay, very good.
Watch TV.
Yeah, watch TV. Yes, that's great. How about Adam? What do you see in the picture?
I don't know.
What are other things that you see?
Lumi.
Yeah, Lumi. Lumi is there. What else? What is Dad holding? Adam, look at Daddy. Look at the father. What is he holding? What do you see on his hands?
Eating.
Yes, he is eating.
Cookie.
Yeah, chips. Okay, father is eating. What else? What are they doing?
Talking.
Yes, they are.
They are talking.
Very good. Now, let's try and answer the questions. Question number one. Can I ask Vera? Okay, where are they? They are?
Where are they? Home.
Yes, they are. Like what part of the home?
H-O-M-E.
Yes. Which part of the home or of the house? Are they in the dining room? Are they in the kitchen?
Living room.
Yes, they are in the living room. Very good. Now let's have number two. Adam, what is Dad doing?
He is eating.
What is he eating? Is that cookie? Maybe potato chips, perhaps? So let's just say he is eating chips. Let's just say chips. Okay. What is Dad doing, Adam?
He is eating. He is eating chips.
Chips. Okay. That's chips. Can you read this for me again, Adam?
He is eating chips.
Chips. Okay, very good. Let's have Vera. Where is Mom going?
She's going shopping.
Okay, she is going shopping. Very good. She is going shopping. What do you think will Mom buy? What do you think will she buy? Why will she go shopping?
Swimming.
Oh, yes?
Swimming?
Yes. All right. So, Vera, do you like to go shopping?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, what do you buy when you go shopping? What do you like to buy?
I don't know.
Okay. When I go shopping, I like to buy cookies. How about you? What do you like to buy when you go shopping with your mom? Do you buy chips, food, milk, juice? Yogurt, what do you buy? Chocolates, candies, what do you buy? What do you like to buy? Food?
Many
food? yeah, food is good. How about Adam? Do you like to go shopping with your mom?
No.
No? Why not?
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Some people likes to go shopping. Some people also do not like. So that's very okay. All right. So we were able to answer the questions. This time, let's proceed to reading activity. So before we read the reading text, let's try and look at the questions first. Adam, can you please read the first question? Who?
Master, teacher.
Yes.
Adam, Asian computer.
Oh, there is a problem in the computer? What's wrong?
Vera's computer Wi-Fi is a...
Sima, can you see the slide? Can you see the material? You cannot see it? How about you, Vera? Can you see the material?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me check and let me do something. Okay, Vera, can you still see me? Can you see me?
No.
You cannot see me?
Yes.
Can you see me? Okay.
Yes.
How about my screen? Can you see my screen?
The next day.
Okay.
Father comes into Sam's room to wake.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Vera. So I think you can see the material. How about Adam? Can you see the material, Adam?
Yeah.
Is Vera, is Adam's computer okay now? Vera? Is Adam's computer okay or it's not working?
Teacher, Adam's computer is okay.
Is okay now. All right. So let's try. Adam, can you please read question number one?
Who wakes Sam up?
Okay, wakes.
Wakes.
Okay, let's read it one more time. Okay. All right. Let's just read the question first. Let's just read. Okay. Adam, let's read question number one again.
Who wakes
Sam up? Okay. Vera, let's read number two.
Is Sam's father angry?
Good. Adam, number three.
Vera.
Okay. Thank you. Adam, let's read number three. Where are they going? So there are three questions that we need to answer. But before that, let's read the text first so that we will be able to answer the questions. So let's start with this one. I put the text inside the green box. Can I ask Vera to please read this for us?
Okay. The next day, Sam's father comes into Sam's room to wake him. Good morning, Sam. I know small things.
Okay. Adam, let's continue. Oh, Dad,
I found a dog. His
name
is Spunky.
Spunky.
And now he's gone. And now he's gone. I miss him so much. Say that.
Okay, let's continue. Vera. Let's continue reading. Are you
angry, Dad? No, I'm not angry. Let's go the
police.
a lift station. It is next to the bookstore. Teacher, I
see. You cannot see it? Okay, that's okay. Okay. How about that?
Okay. Okay, Dad.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vera and Adam. Now let's talk about the reading text. What is wrong? What happened? Can I ask Vera? What happened? What's wrong?
Teacher, again.
Okay. What happened? What happened? What's wrong? What's wrong in the story? Or what's the problem?
Sam.
Yes, what happened to Sam?
Daddy.
Yes. What happened to Sam and Daddy? What are they talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. Actually, you are getting there, Vera. That's okay. So, let's talk about the text. So, who wakes Sam up? Number one, who wakes
Daddy.
Sam up? Okay. Daddy or dad or
dad.
Sam's father. Sam's father wakes him up. Okay. Sam's father wakes him up. Okay. Adam, let's have second question. Is Sam's father angry? Yes or no?
No.
He is not angry. Or you say, yes, no. Sam's father is not angry. Very good. Sam's father is not angry. Good. Let's have question number three. Can I ask Vera? Where are they going?
Like they are going
to
the bookstore.
Police
star.
Station.
PlayStation.
Okay.
Yes, bookstore.
They said, the father said, let's go to the police station. It is next to the bookstore. So where are they going? They are going to the police station, which happened to be next to the bookstore. Yes. So my question is, why are they going to the police station? Why are they going there? What happened? What happened? Look at this part. The answer is here inside the red circle. Why are they going to the police station? What happened? What's the problem? Yes, Adam?
No, I don't know.
That's okay. How about Vera? What do you think is wrong or what's the problem? Why will they go to the police station?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. I would like you to look at the circle. Okay, I'll make this bigger. What happened? Okay, I would like you to look at this one. So the problem in the story is actually here. What happened? Sam said, he found a dog. His name is Spunky, and now he is gone. So, Sam found the dog, but the dog is missing. The dog is gone. So, that's the problem. So they cannot find the dog. Sam misses the dog so much, so that's why they want to go to the police station to ask for help to find Spunky. So Spunky is the dog. That's the dog's name. So they lost the dog. The dog is missing and they want to find him. That's why they will go to the police station. Okay, so that is the problem there. The dog is gone. The dog is lost. And they want to find the dog back. So that is our problem in this reading text. All right, this time, let's try and practice some words that has the letters S and C. So how do we read them? Vera, first word, please.
Scared.
Scared. Very good. Adam.
Scooter.
Scooter. Vera.
Scar.
How do you read this?
Scar.
Scar. Adam.
Scamper.
Scamper. Okay. Very good. So these are examples of words that has the cluster SC. So now let's try and read the sentences. Vera, can you see the sentences? Okay. Let's read this one, Vera.
He won't get scared from riding the scooter.
Okay. Let's read Scott. Can you read this word? Vera?
I don't know. Scott.
Okay. Scott. That's correct. Scott. That is Scott. Yes. That's a name of a person. Scott. How about this word?
Scared.
Scared. How about this word?
Scare.
Scar.
Scar.
And?
Scooter.
Scooter. Okay. Adam, let's continue, please. So
he scampered when and took a cab.
Okay, let's read this word.
Scampered.
Okay, very good. So Scott was scared he would get a scar from riding the scooter. So he scampered away and took a cab. So how about you? Do you like to ride a scooter? Is it okay for you to ride a scooter, Vera? Do you ride a scooter?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Do you like it?
No.
Why not? No. Yes, you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who drives the scooter? Does your mom drive the scooter?
Daddy and mommy.
Daddy and mommy. All right. How about
Grandma?
Oh, and grandma. Oh, your grandma is good. How about Adam? Do you ride a scooter?
No.
Why not? You don't like it?
No.
Are you scared of riding the scooter?
Yes,
like it might hurt you when you go to an accident. Yes, all right. So if you are scared of riding in a scooter, how do you go to school, Adam? Like what do you ride when you go to school?
I go to school by airplane.
Really? How are you going to do that? All right, Vera. How do you go to school, Vera?
Yes, I go you to ride school by helicopter.
Oh, really? Oh, I go to school through by a spaceship. Hmm.
I go to school by helicopter and
Airplane and
boat and ship.
Okay. I go to school by spaceship, jet,
MRT.
Shuttle. MRT. How about Adam? How do you go to school? Oh, you're on a train. Okay, let's ask Adam now. How do you go to school, Adam?
I go to school by car.
By car. So it's very safe to be in a car. How about a scooter? Do you want to go to school on a scooter?
No.
Do you want to try?
I play the violin.
All right. How about Adam? Would you want to go to school on a scooter? Have you tried that?
No.
Not yet? You don't want to try? All right, that's okay. Now, let's proceed to the other set of words. So this time, our words starts with S-C-R. Let's read the examples. I'll start with Adam, number one. How do you read this?
Scream.
Okay. Is that scream?
Yes.
Number one.
Yes, ma'am.
That's screen. Screen. Yes, screen. That's letter N. Screen. How about number two, Vera?
Scratch.
Okay, let's do it again.
Scratch.
Let's have Adam next.
Scream.
Okay, Adam, let's do it again, please.
Teacher.
Yes. Yes, Vera.
Miss it. No.
Okay. Is Adam okay? Okay, Vera, can you please read this for me? Word number three.
Okay, scream.
Scream. Okay, very good. I think Adam is back.
Let's go camping.
Okay. Adam, can you read our last word? Scroll. Okay, let's do it again. Adam and Vera, number one.
Number one, screen.
Screen. Number two,
scratch.
Okay, scratch.
Scratch.
Scream.
Scream.
Scroll.
Scroll.
Okay, now let's try and read the examples. I will start with Adam. Sentence one.
The girl is
screaming.
Screaming on the skirt.
Screen.
Screen.
Okay, Vera. I.
I scratch. My head and move the scroll. Scroll bar to see what's going on.
Okay, so let's read the words again. Adam, can you please read this word? This word inside the red box?
Screaming.
Okay, let's emphasize the first consonant, that's S. Screaming. Very good. Let's have number two, Vera.
Scream.
Very good. Adam, number three.
Scratch.
Okay. Very good, Adam. Vera. Yes, that's good, Adam. Vera, can I hear you? Scroll. Okay. Very good. Scroll. Okay, that's great. So in this example, we had some words that starts with S, C, and R. So when you read them, you have to emphasize the first sound, that's S, and the C sound and the R sound, that's screaming. Can you please repeat? Screaming. Screaming.
Screaming.
Screen.
Screen.
Scratch.
Scratch.
Scroll.
Scroll.
Okay, very good. That's better. This time, let's proceed to the next part. So this time, let's try and look at the pictures again, and let's talk about them. I'll start with Adam. I would like you to look at the pictures first. What do you see in the picture? What do you see? I see
museum.
Yes.
And the place of Abdul.
Yes, there is a museum. Very good.
And the scooter, Rudy, and the Rudy and Rudy, the mom.
All right, there are a lot.
The.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Adam. Okay, thank you so much. How about Vera? What do you see in the picture?
Tree.
Tree?
Has people.
What do you see?
A scooter and motorcycle.
Okay, what else? How many people do you see in the picture? Museum, yes. House? Is there a house?
Yes.
This one? Is this a house?
Yeah.
Is this a house? Okay. Yeah. That is actually a post office. Like that's
post
where
office.
You post office.
Post office.
Yeah, post office. That's where you send letters or send packages. So in this picture, we can see here Ludi, Lumi, their mom, and another person. So let's talk about them while we answer the first question. Vera, question number one.
Wow.
Where
are they?
Where are they? They are?
They are in the outside.
Outside? They are in the? What place? Okay, let's say post office. They are outside the post office. So this area here, this is actually a post office where you can send letters or packages. So where are they? They are outside the post office. Next, number two.
Toyota.
Adam, where are they going? Where are they going? They are
going a museum.
Okay, are they going to the museum?
Oh no. They are going the
post
office.
Office, very good. They are going to the post office. Okay, good. Next, Vera, let's have number three. Who is the man with a green helmet?
They are going to the post office.
Okay, number three, Vera, who is this person, the man with a green helmet? Who is he?
He is a postman.
Very good. Let's have number four, Adam.
Postman.
Yes, thank you, Vera. Number four, Adam. Is there a museum near the post office? Is there a museum?
Yes,
there is. There is a museum near the post office. Okay, now let's try and review the questions and read our answers. Vera, let's start with number one. Where are they?
They are outside the post office.
Adam, where are they going?
They are going to the post office.
Vera, who is the man with the green helmet?
He is a postman.
Thank you. Thank you, Vera. Number four, Adam, is there a museum near the post office?
Yes, there is. There is a museum near the post office.
Post office. Okay, very good. So when we say, again, when we say post office, that is the place, a kind of place where we can send letters or send packages. So that's what we do inside a post office. Very good. So this time, let's proceed to the next part. So after looking at the pictures, let's now try and practice reading more. Okay, so let's have this one. Let's read and learn more. So let's read our questions first. Can I ask Vera to please read question one?
What are Sam and his father doing?
Very good. Adam, question two.
Where do they go?
Where do they go? Vera, number three.
Do they find Spunky?
Number four, Adam.
Who calls Sam?
Okay, so those are the four questions that we are going to answer. So how are we going to answer it? Let's read first our text. Let's start with Vera. Let's read the first part. Sam.
Sam and his dad go out to look for Spunky. They go to the library. It is across from a bakery, but they don't see Spunky. Then they go to the bookstore next to the bank, but they still don't see him. They even go to the museum near the post office, but they still don't find Spunky.
Okay, Adam, let's continue.
We can't find Spunky. Then Augustine
begins
to cry. Don't cry, Sam. We will find him.
Someone calling him.
Sam.
It's Sally. Okay, very good. So after reading the text, let's try and read our questions. So I'll start with question one. Vera, what are Sam and his father doing? What are they doing?
They go to the library.
Go to the library to... What are they doing? Why did they go out to look? What are they doing?
Bookstore.
Look for they. What are Sam and his father doing?
They go out
to look for
Spunky.
Yes, because Spunky was lost, the dog was lost. Sam's father and Sam go out to look for Spunky. Okay, Adam, number two. Where do they go?
They go to the library.
What else? After the library, where did they go?
Bookstore. Next to the bank.
Museum. Yes. They go to the library, bookstore, and museum to look for Spunky. So they are looking for the dog, and they've been to a lot of places. Okay. Vera, number three. After going to a lot of places, do they find Spunky?
No.
They did not find Spunky. Okay, let's have Adam number four. Who calls Sam? Who is calling Sam in the last part?
Calling Sam.
Yeah, who calls Sam? Look at this one. Who calls Sam? It's
Sam has calling him.
Yeah, who is calling him?
Sam has calling
someone Sam calling him.
Calling him.
Sam.
It's Sally.
Who calls Sam? Sally calls Sam. So let's try read the questions again and have our answers. Vera, what are Sam and his father doing?
They go out to look for Spunky.
Very good. Number two, Adam, where do they go?
They go to the library. Bookstore and museum to look for Spunky.
Okay, number three, Vera, do they find Spunky?
No, they did not find Spunky.
Number four, who calls Sam?
Sally calls Sam.
Okay, very good. So let's just hope that they'll be able to find Spunky. Okay, this time, after reading the text, let's proceed to another practice words. So today, or this part, we will now try to read words that ends in NG. So how do we read words ending in NG? Let's practice. Number one, Vera.
Morning.
Very good. Adam.
Ring.
Vera.
Hang.
Adam.
Police officer.
Ring.
How do you read this, Adam? Painting.
Painting.
Okay, thank you so much. Very good. Okay, Adam, let's try and practice reading the sentences below. Adam?
What a bus.
Busy
morning. I'm
singing
songs and when in
Wearing?
Wearing a ring.
Okay. Let's continue, Vera.
My sister is hanging a painting.
Painting?
On the wall.
Okay. Painting?
Painting.
On the?
Teacher,
on the wall, there. Yes.
Yes.
On the wall.
She computer is very...
What happened?
当掉了.
What happened, Vera? Is it okay?
No.
Why?
Teacher
cannot understand. What happened? Can you see this?
当掉了.
Yes, Vera. Can you please tell me? What's wrong? Is your computer not working?
Don't.
Your computer is not working, Vera? Is there something wrong with your computer, Vera? Your computer is not working?
Yes.
Okay. What happened? Adam, what happened to Vera's computer?
This computer is
it's not moving. It's on freeze, not working.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about now? Look at that. Vera, can you please check? Is it still not working?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Since it's okay, let's continue reading. Vera, my sister,
was
hanging
on the wall.
Hanging. Okay, let's read the words with NG. Let's start with Adam. Let's read.
Morning.
Vera.
Singing.
Very good. Adam.
Wearing. Wearing.
Vera.
Ring.
Okay. Adam.
Hanging.
Okay. Let's read Vera. Last word. Painting. Okay, please unmute so the teacher can hear you. Painting. Okay, let's read one more time, Vera.
Painting.
Okay, very good. So in these examples, we practice the words ending in NG. How about NK? How do we read these words? I'll start with Vera, number one.
Junk.
Okay, junk.
Junk.
Junk. Very good. Adam.
Her. Turkey.
Trunk.
Trunk.
Trunk. Okay, let's do it one more time. Trunk.
Trunk.
Very good. Vera.
Skunk.
Skunk. Okay. Where's Vera going? All right. Let's try number three, Vera.
Skunk.
Very good. And Adam, number four. Adam. Number four. Sink. Okay, very good. Now let's try and practice. I would like to start with Adam, the boy.
The boy
puts
some drink.
Junk.
Beside a tree trunk.
Tree trunk. Vera, tree trunk. Let's continue.
Yuck.
Yuck.
he smells a bad smell from the skunk in the sick.
Very good. That's correct. So let's practice reading the words again. Word number one, Vera. This one. Vera, can you still hear teacher? Okay, all right. Can you please read this word?
Junk.
Junk, very good. Adam, this word?
Junk.
Trunk. That's trunk. Vera?
Skunk.
Skunk, very good. And Adam?
Skink.
Sink. Okay, very good, very good. That's correct. So this time, let's try and identify which do you think are the letters that would make these words complete. Okay, so let's try and complete the words. Example, number one, this is what we call whisker. So the word is whisker. Sink. So W-H-I. Okay. Sink. How about sink. Number two, Vera?
Sink.
Is that sink. M-K? Sink? What is the sink. Boy doing?
S-I-N-G.
Okay. Sing. Sing. Very good. Adam, how about number three?
Patch. P-E-H-C-H.
Very good. How do you read this word?
Peach.
Peach. Okay, very good. Number four, Vera.
Scold.
Spell?
S-C-O-L-O-D.
Okay, how do you read this?
Scold.
Scold. Very good. Adam, number five.
S-C-R-E-W-D-R-I-V-E-R.
Can you read? Screw. Screw. Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Okay, great. Number six, Vera.
Patch. Stunt. S-T-U-D-N-T.
How do you read this?
Student.
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 Student. All right. Let's do it one more time. Number one. Whisker.
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 Number two.
Sing.
Number three.
Peach.
Peach. Peach. Peach. Number four.
Gold.
Gold. Number five.
Skirt. Skirt job.
Screw. Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Very good. One more time. Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
And number six.
Student.
Student. Okay, very good. So since today we practiced reading some words and sentences, we answered questions and we also practiced reading words ending in different consonant sounds. So Vera and Adam, thank you so much for your time. Don't forget to do the survey. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. 我先太多了